Hi, good day everyone, it's McCaughan here on Wednesday the 21st of March. Amongst the booze I've been listening to this morning while I'm away from home was one by Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog. And Paul was referring to the fact, or referring to the point of being able to make charitable donations, micro donations, Paul called them, where you could be on a website, any website, and be able to almost instantly make a donation, albeit even a small one. And I think Paul was probably thinking along the lines of, you know, if you're just bought something, or just in the process of buying something for, let's say, a fiver, £5, then you could say, well, okay, I'll hit this button and donate 50 pence. So in other words, it could be relative to the expense that you're paying out for the actual item on the website. And I don't know if Paul is aware that on eBay there as a facility, when you go to listings, when you're actually listing an item for sale, one of the last things that at the bottom of the page after your post and package expenses have to be put in, then there are various charities you can donate to by ticking on them. But having said that does not interfere whatsoever with the item that you are listing. You still have to set up a financial account, a bank account, or PayPal. Now, I can't quite remember whether eBay does PayPal, but they certainly do various debit cards for you to make a donation. And that is also true of when you have purchased something and you get to the page where you confirm payment for that item. There is invariably a little box asking you if you wish to donate at that point. So there's plenty of opportunities within eBay to donate, but if you're unaware of it, Paul, you still have to set up a bank account for that money to be taken from. As far as I know, I don't know whether eBay manipulates things with your own account. I doubt it. I think you'd have to be direct. The other point to make would be that if a website did, and I'm sure there are many, many websites out there that do have links for charitable donations, you would still have to set up an account. You would still have to go initially into that account or that website that you are looking at and set up a bank account, because you can't have one-click payment for anything unless there's an account there. And that can be the simple expedient of setting up a PayPal account. Now, I know there's alternatives to PayPal. I can't speak for them. I can only speak for PayPal. And I have to say that as far as I'm concerned, PayPal is absolutely brilliant. And it's constantly being redeveloped and improved and with new features. And you can do so much now with PayPal. And I find that PayPal is absolutely brilliant. I have never had a problem with them. Buying, selling. I can even send someone a personal gift of money, so even if I just know their email address or their mobile phone number, I can send them money and there would be no charge for that because it's not a purchase. So PayPal is absolutely brilliant, but you would still have to set up or have a PayPal account, and you would still have to go into the website that you're considering making a payment on. You would still have to set all this up. So there's no easy answer to that, Paul, although it is pretty easy, to be honest, to set up the account once and for all, and then if the website supports PayPal, then it's taken out of your hands. It is one click, because, well, actually I would say it's not one click, because what usually happens is you click on commit to make a donation if you've put the amount in the box, and if you're doing it through PayPal, that would then take you to your PayPal account. You'd be asked to log in your password, confirm the amount and where it was going. PayPal will actually display where it's going, and then you would confirm the payment. That would then take you back to the web page that you were at initially, and then you'd be confirming again. So I don't know, Paul, if there is such a thing as this 2 or 3 or 5 second window that you feel that people would only have before they get fed up and just pass on. And I understand totally what you're saying. I mean, if people are sitting there and they're on a website, whether it's a purchase website or whether it's a general website or information website, and there is a facility there to make a charitable donation, yes, most people have that little short period, a few seconds, to make a payment. Oh. Excuse me, I'll pause while I go over the next rumble blocks, because they're really annoying. And by the magic of Audio Boo and the post facility, I'm back. Most people just give up. If it's not simplified, sometimes even if they get led to a confirmation page for payment and they have to do something else or enter a password, they just go, oh, sod this for a lark, you know, and give up. So I don't know how there is an instant, if there is such a thing as an instant one-click payment poll. I haven't a clue. Maybe others can help on that, but I certainly haven't come across it yet. And I do make the odd or the occasional charitable payment, because I said even on eBay, it's sort of a link within a link kind of thing. But on other websites, it's maybe not so simple. And that's assuming that they've even set it up in the first place. I agree with you. One other point you made, Paul, is that we so readily pay for something that is, let's say, of a minor amount. We so readily pay that, and we so stingily, if you understand that word, stingily, that we don't make a charitable payment. In other words, we can, you know, go on and say, oh, there's something there at $5.99 or $3.99, I'll have that, but wouldn't even bother to make the similar payment to a charity, or even a lesser amount to a charity at the same time. But then that's life, isn't it? I mean, how many of us go out and treat ourselves to a couple of pints of beer, or chocolate, or a little treat, which is so easy to spend? Yeah, I'm going to have that. We do it every day in our life. But if we were asked then to say, what if we went into a shop and we bought, say, a couple of cans of beer, and when you got to the checkout, the assistant said to you, would you like to donate £1 to charity since you're buying these 2 cans of beer? We'd all say, look, get off my back here, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. And we would probably take it in reverse. We'd probably get all worked up at the fact that we were being approached for charity. Or if there was some kind of sign on the counter, the checkout in the supermarket, by the way, would you like to donate to blah blah blah? And if we seen that every time you went into a shop, a supermarket, a fuel station, a petrol station, anywhere in life, throughout every day of our life, if we seen signs like that, would we then donate? Would we take the time to donate, or would we just ignore it? Same as the people who collect in the streets for money. not all genuine, by the way, but that's another story. So, yes, it would be good if we all did it, and it would be good, Paul, if it was, in particular, when you see online, when you would like to be one click away or a couple of clicks away from confirming a little payment to a charity. But I don't know of anything that's so simple. There's always a jump around while you're making that commitment, and unless others know better. So, a great idea, Paul, by the way. It is a great idea. The way you were confirming this or suggesting that to us, that it would be a good idea to do that. But I've come across it many a time on the internet, a lot on eBay and other sites, and we tend to avoid it. It just seems another distraction, another absorption of our incredibly valuable time. You know, we've just spent we've just spent an hour online researching what we were going to buy, and then we go ahead and buy it, and it's a few pounds, and then we can't be arsed to take another minute or two to confirm a very small charitable amount. It's sad, isn't it? That's life. We are sad. I mean, I'd certainly donate, being a Catholic Christian, I donate in various means. We have a penny box, or what we call a penny box, that goes, in our case, it's a personal thing to nuns. And then we have our church donations on a weekly basis. But that still doesn't excuse the fact that I could quite happily go in there and spend, you know, 20, 30, 40 pounds on something, and couldn't be bothered to donate 50 pence to a charity. It's a sad world, isn't it? Great subject, Paul, and I hope you get a lot of response to that, because it certainly deserves a response. And if anybody does know of, I mean, I know Paul's made the boo, so I would expect to get, Paul would get responses direct. But I would certainly encourage anybody to, if they do know of a system, or a way of doing it one click, in other words, don't waste my time, just let's get on with it, then fantastic, let us know. I've just used a Dean Reed word there, did you notice that? Fantastic. Okay then, I'll leave it at that, and bye for now. Thank you.